What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Junks. Time now to head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We welcome back in John Fanta, national college basketball broadcaster, and he's also a writer for Fox Sports. John, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Guys, good morning. Great to be with you. It's hard to believe we are just over 4 weeks away from Selection Sunday.
Yeah, it's coming, and we'll definitely get into a lot of college hoops, but we wanted to touch on something personal for you first. We know you're a Cleveland diehard, and yes, that's tough. Sports-wise for you, especially being a Browns fan.
Hey, the Cavs are solid this year.
Cavs are very good, but the Browns are a mess. We know you love the Browns. Is there any ray of hope for the Browns in the future? I mean, let's kind of go through what's going on there. They gave Deshaun Watson maybe the worst contract ever in the history of pro sports. Myles Garrett wants out. He's like your most marketable and best defensive player. The Haslams are terrible owners, and you guys are in salary cap hell. Other than that, how are things going in Cleveland for the Browns?
And Baker's thriving elsewhere.
That is true.
Well, hold on that one. I mean, he's a nice regular season quarterback. I say this until the sun goes down. Baker Mayfield will never sniff a conference championship game. It will never happen. He's a quality quarterback, but the Browns felt that they had a team that they could win a championship with. And so they went and pulled the trigger on Deshaun Watson. And it was a seismic mistake that they made. And if they didn't do it, somebody else was going to certainly do it. And they took a shot. And it did not work. It was a classic Browns to the maximum degree move that was horrible. As for the state of the franchise, honestly, Washington is an example to the Browns and to many others that if you don't have things right at the quarterback position, nothing else really matters. Mm-hmm. And if you can make one quality pick, and I know that Jaden Daniels don't just come around every single year, that maybe things can turn. Here's the thing. The Browns have talent. Like, they you're right. They do have a massive salary cap issue, and the Watson thing is a disaster. No question about it. But the roster, Myles Garrett wanting out is a horrible look. It's that hit Browns fans like a ton of bricks, and it should, because you're talking about a guy who's going to be inducted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, who's one of the best defensive players of this generation. And for him to want out just is a testament to that organization and their structure and this and their dysfunction. So it's to be honest right now, there's no question. It's brutal. It is. But as you guys well know, salary cap hell or not, let's be real here. The NFL is not I'm going to have a 5 to 7 year plan and we're going to build that plan gradually, and then eventually we're going to win. You've got to nail the pick at two. Now, I think that they will take a quarterback. I mean, I think that I love Abdul Carter, and with Garrett out, I think that I can understand why you do that, because every time I'm watching Abdul Carter on any tape, I'm super impressed. But we have just become a league. In the NFL, this league has become, if you've got one of the top picks, you're taking a quarterback. Because like I just said, unless you have it right at that position, nothing else really matters. And if you take a quarterback, and let's say you sign a veteran, I'll get to that in a second, you either you nail it, or if you don't, you're right back at square one, having to take another quarterback. And until you do nail it and get that franchise quarterback, nothing else really matters. Now, the one caveat, Kevin Stefanski's a good coach. I actually think it would have been in his best interest to get out of Cleveland and to say, you know what, I'm out. He would have landed on his feet. He would have gotten another job. I have no doubt about that. Kevin's now fighting for his job. Does he want to really play a rookie quarterback next season in this draft class? You know, does he? And do you want it to be Shedeur Sanders? Because that's what it would be. And I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that. Hmm. I think they're going to – here's my prediction, and you guys, this sums up the Browns, but not a good football team, guys. They're just not. I think that Kirk Cousins will be their starter.
Oof. Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's a decent
Makes
bridge. If you don't love the quarterbacks in the draft, he's a decent option.
And he's cheap.
Yeah, they can get him on the cheap.
Stefanski worked with him Minnesota.
Right.
And here's the last thing I'll say about Stefanski. Like, and the Browns, and again, I know how bad it was, but like, they played a last-place schedule 2 years ago, and look what Joe Flacco did. So they will play a very weak schedule this upcoming season. And, you know, that Kirk Cousins and Kevin Stefanski and figuring some things out, like, you know, they could be competitive, but organizationally it's a disaster because they really thought that they could be a championship contender after making the playoffs last year, now parlayed into a big season. And Watson, that move will forever live on in infamy.
Talking to John Fanta on the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Of course, John, National College Hoops broadcaster, also about to be a new dad. And
yeah, congrats.
I saw your tweet.
Thank you very much.
Apparently a hero because you continued to broadcast while a Diet Coke was spilled on you.
Yes. So on, let's see, Tuesday night in Milwaukee, I had Marquette and DePaul with Tom Crean, who is just an awesome guy and had a very nice career on the sidelines. And now is taking over in the broadcast booth and doing a great job. And we are only in a couple minutes into the game. And a player flies into us, bangs into the monitor, WWE style. The monitor comes down. It's like the Seinfeld Keith Hernandez episode. The monitor comes down, crashes into a can of Diet Coke that is newly opened for the game. I need a little caffeine. I had a travel day of, and it's that time of year, guys. So the Diet Coke, I mean, just you've all seen it at a party, at anything, when something like that spills. I mean, in that moment, the thing falls, it's newly open, and you're just, there's Diet Coke going everywhere.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Oh, plus, you have no Diet Coke. Your Diet Coke is all over the monitor.
He's on the mic.
I know.
Right, right. Oh, by the way, Cam Jones is driving to the basket for Marquette, and he lays it up and in. I'm trying to save my laptop. There's Diet Coke going everywhere. The game is happening. So we explained briefly that, you know, things are kind of chaotic currently at our workplace, but the game's going on. The viewer at home doesn't give a, you know, Bill in Milwaukee watching the game wants me to call the game. So we maneuvered our way with some paper towels and doing play-by-play at the same time, and we figured our way through, and my laptop is still alive.
Like I said, you're a hero.
Oh, gosh. I sure as hell don't wear a cape.
All right, so let's touch on some college hoops, some of the bigger topics in college basketball. Rick Pitino has turned that St. John's team around. I guess it's not surprising because it's what he does.
Exactly. He is a master at turning programs around. This is what he's done. This goes all the way back to Boston University and Providence. I mean, he took Providence to a Final Four in 1987. It goes back to Kentucky when he took over Kentucky. They were in a tough, tough spot. And, you know, he turned it into Camelot, as he calls it, and the Untouchables. And so this is what Rick Pitino has done throughout the course of his career. The man can't live without coaching basketball. He is 72. Guys, when people say, well, how does he do it? I could tell you how he's done it with this team, or I could tell you what he does as a human being. And I think that's very much more interesting than just talking X's and O's for a moment. This man is 72 years old. Mm. He is up at 4:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. He heads to Equinox. He is on exercise machines going hard. Like, there's only one direct. This guy is into it. He's on machines. You know, he's doing a variety of things where he's climbing the stairs and whatnot. And he's doing that for 60 minutes to 90 minutes. Hard workout. He gets done with that. He goes back home to Mamaroneck, you know, works out at St. John's. Rick loves New York. You know, he's got a private jet sitting at Westchester Airport that he could take just about anywhere that he wants to go to, whether it be Miami or wherever. But he's a New Yorker at heart, and this for him is why he loves, you know, it's why he took the Iona job and why he took St. John's. He didn't have to move. But he goes back home. He walks his dog 2 miles. So by 7:30 a.m., this man has done a level of fitness that is just absurd. He heads into the office, does 3.5 hours of individuals with players. He runs. When I say he does the individuals, a lot of coaches assign their assistants to run the individual sessions with players. He runs every one. He is the man in charge of all of them. Then goes to his office, does 30 minutes of desk work. The man doesn't eat till dinner. He eats one meal a day. He basically fasts through the day. Again, 72 years old. He comes out and he does practice for two and a half, 3 hours, handles some odds and ends, and heads to dinner. That's his day every day, you know, except when there's a game. This is all leading into a game. His work ethic is through the roof, and it's why you could argue that he's on. If you put together the best college coaches of all time, he's a candidate for that Mount Rushmore. And Krzyzewski's there, right? And Wooden obviously is there. And you know, you can then list Jim Calhoun and or Dean Smith or however you want to go about it. Boeheim, however you want to see it. But what he's now done with this team is, look, St. John's has unlimited NIL, so he doesn't have to sit in gyms over the summer and recruit. He's got the biggest talking point. And when he talks to these kids, he has an amazing ability to connect to every kid and get the most out of his talent. And that's what he's doing with this team. They defend relentlessly. I thought last night in the loss to Villanova, they actually didn't play their way. They hit some early threes, and they played looser defensively. They are a team that when they're on defensively, they are so difficult to face. You get uncomfortable trying to run your offense against them. It's a New York City team that is tough as you know what.
Is John Fanta pro or anti the Danny Hurley histrionics? I mean, we saw him in Creighton this week getting into it with the fans on Dollar Beer Night, pointing to his fingers for the two rings UConn's won. Mm. He's had a ton of high-profile run-ins with the refs. Are you pro or anti, you know, his basically what makes him what he is?
I'm pro. I mean, I think that what Dan can do with the fans, and he's not going to change. Mm-hmm. He is himself. Guys, college basketball struggles to break through. It's a sport that does, and I cover it all the time. And as you well know, in your area footprint, there are diehards. There are. The casuals, it takes some time, and they don't really fully hop on until March. Let's face it. But Dan Hurley doing this is good for the sport. It is. Because we're all discussing it. The country's discussing it. And so, in terms of the fan interaction, like, that's fun. So many times coaches just walk by people and you know what? I think it's fun. I think it's entertaining. I think he is who he is. He's not, he's done apologizing for that. And my take on the officials is this. So as a play-by-play broadcaster, I can tell you guys right now, we talk to the officials before every game. Every game. They come over to the table. Let's chat. Let's this. Here is my thought. They have learned how to they've learned about Danny's antics and whatnot. And you know, if things were that over the edge, right? And I'll get to that in a moment. He'd be getting thrown out every game. He'd be getting a technical every game. That's not the case. That's not the case. So one point that I have, and the officials even brought it up, like when people are sometimes on social media being like, this is terrible, and he's all over the place, and it's bad, and his decorum is this, that, and the third. The officials are like, look, we've dealt with Bob Knight. You know, we've dealt with Krzyzewski could really lobby. Jay Wright could really lobby. Were they Dan Hurley? Everybody's different. Everybody has a different style. And Hurley is Hurley. But they're like, this doesn't faze us. It doesn't influence calls. And it doesn't. If you're watching UConn games lately, honestly, if anything, the only influence is it's not a good one. Like, that's just it. And it doesn't help them. It hurts them. But, like, I think it's interesting and compelling because it serves as it raises a talking point in the sport of college basketball, which needs them. And in a world where Krzyzewski and Wright and Roy Williams and Boeheim, Bob McKillop, I mean, I could keep going down the line of coaches who have said Jim Larrañaga, Tony Bennett. In a world where coaches keep leaving, the sport needs some identifiers that are synonymous with, you know, national talking points. So I'm okay with Hurley doing Hurley.
John, thanks as always for the time. It's always appreciated. It's John Fanta, national college basketball broadcaster and writer for Fox Sports. Best of luck to you and your wife. I believe the baby's coming in May, so that's awesome.
Yeah, congrats, buddy. You guys.
Baby on the way in May. Thank you, guys. Hey, watch out for those Maryland Terrapins. I like their makeup. I like the offensive balance. I think they are a team that can be dangerous in March.
Yeah, yeah, we had Coach Willard on the show this week. I mean, they got a special player in Derek Queen.
Yeah, super stud.
They got somebody that can ride. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Coach Willard's a good friend of mine. Don't believe any story of mine that he tells you.
Okay, we won't. Thanks, John. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Friends, it is time to raise your standards. Open Road Distilling Company is now at Virginia ABC, exclusively in Northern Virginia. Whether it's the bold spice of Eagle Eye Rye, the smooth depth of Independence Bourbon, or the rich, ready-to-pour maple Old Fashioned, this is whiskey done right. For the full experience, visit them in Reston Town Center. We'll do EB's Entertainment Page next. All right, let's get into EB's Entertainment Page, which, of course, is sponsored.
That's right. It's driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax, ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager over there. Or, of course, you could just simply check them out at BMWFairfax.com. Got that X5s, treat me great. Lease is probably up.
Yeah, you better check into that.
I wonder what I'm going to get next, Cakes. What am I going to
do? The world's your oyster.
Am I just going to go back to a regular old, just like, sedan?
I don't know. That's up to you.
It is up to me, isn't it, I guess, Cakes? Yeah. All right. So we alluded to this yesterday, and I'm going to need some clarification because I haven't done a lot of research on this. But is it basically just a big PR thing where John Rocker and Patrick Mahomes got into it on Bourbon Street? Because according to Dave Portnoy, they have officially signed and they are fighting at Rough and Rowdy.
Okay.
Now, if you don't know what Rough and Rowdy is, that's kind of a Barstool signature event.
Mm-hmm.
I think they bought it from some hillbillies in West Virginia like 10 years or so ago. And then they have like celebrity fights and just hillbillies fighting, girls fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to draw pretty well.
I'm sure it does well, like, on pay-per-view.
Yeah, they
sure
do pay-per-view.
Good numbers.
And, you know, did Jose Canseco maybe fight one of the guys? I think he did.
I can't remember.
And took a dive, made a bunch of money. But, yeah, John Rocker, Patrick Mahomes are officially fighting each other at Rough and Rowdy on April 18th.
What
now,
we do?
I think Rocker would kill him. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is so old and washed up. I don't know how he could possibly hang.
I can tell you this. I have no interest in watching those two guys fight.
I think I would watch it. I've watched Rough and Rowdy before.
You would pay for it?
It would be very rare for me to pay for it, but I have to admit that I think my son and I in years past have paid for a Rough and Rowdy before.
I feel like you watched one that was some random, at least to me, they were like random YouTubers. I remember you got into it.
Possible. I don't know if they'd fought at Rough and Rowdy, but I have watched some of that stuff.
This is so unbecoming of...
Of Portnoy?
Of Senior. Patrick Mahomes Senior.
Oh, it's like, terrible. Look. Like, it's
like,
embarrassing.
Like, Pat's got to step in and be like, dude...
Do you really need money?
Yeah, Dad.
Like, do you need money? I can give you money.
Right. Patrick Mahomes has unlimited cash. Just hook up your dad if that's what it comes down to.
But maybe he had, what we don't know is maybe he has and cut him off at some point because his dad gets, you know, drinking and driving incidents all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're estranged. I don't know.
It's a bad look on Pat.
So does that mean, though, that little incident on Bourbon Street was just all a setup? Probably, right? I mean, what are the odds?
What are the odds they're just going to come across each other at some random dive bar on Bourbon Street?
I think that could happen.
I mean, it could happen because they're there for Super Bowl week, obviously, but it just so happens.
And they flipped it into a fight that quick?
No, I think they were already in negotiations.
Oh,
that's the idea.
Got you. Yeah, so then that is a setup.
It reeks of a setup. Drab, do you have opinion one way or the other?
Probably a setup, which disappoints me because I was into that random encounter.
Oh, you thought it was organic. Maybe this is organic. Maybe this just happened.
Right. Because I think if it was real, I feel like Rocker would have actually fought.
And that's beneath Portnoy, setting up fake bits.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Does he have a meme coin to
what I didn't know is it Barstool personalities or it doesn't look like it just looks like it's an
sometimes
event they put
it is.
On
sometimes it is because
I'm looking here dwarfs fight for championship belt
they do all
college
that.
Girls brawl
they had one guy
they put it on they produce it announcers everything
they had one guy who was like knocking out everybody
so it's just like kind of their own promotion
it's their own promotion and mostly hillbillies but you know like who's the DB that got suspended a million times? He played with the Titans.
Pac-Man Jones?
Pac-Man fought.
Okay. Yeah.
Pac-Man fought.
Gotcha.
You know, that kind of stuff. Let me see. Cakes.
Yes.
So we talked about that terrible private plane that crashed, Vince Neil's plane that crashed into, who was it? Vince Vaughn's plane.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of it?
I did see the video,
high speed. And luckily, Vince Neil wasn't on it. Unfortunately, the pilot did die.
It's awful.
Just couldn't sign. I guess you said, did you say the landing gear
malfunction?
So he just slid right into it. Just awful. But they're saying, do you know what saved Vince Neil?
I don't.
From being on that plane.
No idea.
He was celebrating his 64th birthday in Florida.
Oh, he was. Okay.
His birthday saved him. I mean, that doesn't mean for sure he would have died, but the pilot died. His girlfriend was seriously injured. I think she break like five ribs or something? And there were two others that were also injured on the plane.
Man, Vince Neil is 64 years old. That makes me feel ancient. Because I remember when those guys broke onto the scene like in the early to mid 80s.
For sure.
You were a teenager. Right. I know. It's so far in the rearview mirror. It's kind of terrifying.
All right, you want another reason to feel old? Let's go through the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2025 nominees.
Ooh,
there are 14 nominees. Now, Valdez, do you have any music to accompany any of this? Or
I can find some as soon as you say.
We'll do our dings and buzzes as to who we think should be in or who should not.
I've heard of this band. You're going to have to play their hits because I don't know them by name off the top of my head.
I think I know who you're going to name because it's probably the first name on the list.
The first name, Bad Company.
Bad Company.
What's their big hit?
The song that's named after the band is one of their biggest hits.
Bad Company. How's it go? Sing it.
I mean, Valdez can play it. He's going to play
it better
than I could ever
sing
it.
Do we play it all the time?
No, we don't play it all the time. This is the epitome of classic rock.
Yes, I'm not a classic rock guy. But it doesn't mean it's not great.
Yeah. Kind of a slow build-up.
Do you know the song?
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't listen to classic rock.
Well, either do I, but I'm...
Well, when you get to the hook, I probably will say, oh, yeah,
might
I
take
know the song.
Another minute or so to get to the hook.
I know. I got to go on the YouTube.
Is it hard to fast-forward on YouTube?
No, I can't fast forward into the system we have, but we can't
play
stuff.
Don't worry about it. I thought JP had a good bit where he wanted to go through our liked songs on Spotify and just do like a random thing. Mm-hmm. Was that your idea, JP? I'm going to do that right now. All right. I'm going to do my random like songs on Spotify.
It'll be Name That Playlist.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want me to do it?
But the integrity is has to be random. You can't, don't fast forward to your next song because you're embarrassed by the first one that pops up.
No, I'm going to do my
random like songs.
These are my like songs. Yeah, of course. All right, hold on. I just added this one because we talked about it. Yes, remember we talked about it last week?
Did you add American Pie?
I added American Pie. Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's the epitome of classic rock, too.
Yeah.
You claim you don't like classic rock. It doesn't get more classic rock than that.
That's the thing I don't like. I just didn't listen to a lot of it. I love this song. It's great. Okay, here we go. Next one. Random. You don't know this. Can you name it? Name the artist. Just at least the artist.
The artist? All right, hold on.
So you don't know it because it's a deep cut. Because I
need to hear it.
You'll name the artist instantly.
It almost sounds like an old hair metal lead up. Post Malone?
Jelly Roll.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Next one.
I knew it was one of those guys with a bunch of face tattoos.
Valdez, you should get this one.
Can barely hear it over the airwaves.
No,
it's not great radio.
Oh, you can't?
I mean,
oh, I thought you could hear it over the... I thought you could hear it.
Not very well.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Which is, what's your third?
That was God Gave Me a Girl, Russell Dickerson. Here we go.
Okay.
Next one.
Wouldn't know that.
Flowers,
no,
Miley
good.
Cyrus.
We're good. Go to your next story.
Ocean Avenue, Yellow Card.
That's a smash.
I know you would like that one.
That's the best song on that list.
Bad Company. I would say no, not Hall of Fame.
I would say probably yes.
I mean, they probably will get in, but I didn't know him from that song.
Mm-hmm. Right. Name five silly hits.
I don't know.
That's Hall of Pretty Good. You got to give me five, Cakes.
All right, this one I'm going to say yay, Black Crowes. Short run, but come on.
They're better than Bad Company.
I don't know.
Iconic.
I bet they have more hits than Bad Company.
They might, but I think Bad Company is more influential than Black Crowes.
All right, this one, this is kind of...
feel like we're starting the wrap-up show.
Yeah. This one is...
Hey, both.
This one is just like a pop star. It's embarrassing, but I guess they put anybody in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I guess she has to be in the Hall of Fame, Mariah Carey. I mean, she's not a rock and roller.
Yeah, I mean, it's
weird. Neither are a lot of the rappers.
They just have weird admittance.
Chubby Checker.
I mean, he did the twist, but I don't... I mean, there's that... I
guess he has to be in.
I mean...
He's so famous.
If you go by JP's mantra, there's no chance you can name five Chubby Checker songs.
This is Mariah.
I don't put either of them in. I hate that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame does this. They're not rock and roll.
Well, it would be extinct because there's no more rock and roll.
That part is true.
Joe Cocker.
I have a hard time putting him in.
What's his most famous song? Was he like the lead singer of a band and then went solo? Or was he just always been
a solo artist? I don't know that much about Joe Cocker.
Drab, do you know? You're not a music guy.
He was very like emotional.
You are so
like,
beautiful.
Who?
Joe Cocker? Oh, that's a great song.
It is a great song.
Can you get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for one hit if you're a one-hit wonder?
Shouldn't be able to.
By the way, JP couldn't be more wrong. Chubby Checker, the undisputed king of 1960s rock and roll dance. Rock and roll was different in the 60s than it was.
Okay,
you know what, JP?
Fair enough.
Okay, but Mariah Carey is not rock and roll.
Yeah. All right, hold on. This is Joe Cocker. Which one is this one?
With a little help from my friends.
Is this one that your dad listens to all the time? Did you listen to this all the time as a kid?
No, I did not listen to it.
Joe Cocker, no longer with us, I'm pretty sure. I think he's been dead for a while. Impromptu Dead or Alive, Drabby. You know we love it.
These songs never get to the hook.
He's been dead for 11 years.
It's a great
years.
Song.
Oh, I do. I know this.
Oh, the Wonder Years song.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Wonder Years song?
Yes, the Wonder Years song.
Yeah. All right, Billy Idol.
Yes.
He only had a few hits, though, right?
I think Billy Idol should be a rock and roll
Hall of Fame.
He was one of the biggest.
At least he's a friggin' rock and roller.
He's one of the biggest solo artists of the 80s.
All right. Why does it say Joy Division / New Order? Is that what they were called?
Progressive rock.
I can't tell you.
Valdez is like an artist behind me because it takes forever to get him. I get it.
I know that No Order, they used to play that in college bars mm-hmm. all the time when we were in college.
I feel like for chicks, they would be in their hall.
More for chicks than for dudes. Right? Yeah.
Like I'd go to like a sorority.
Probably, yeah.
Whatever they had. Sure.
Like
events.
A mixer.
Is it Regret? Is that one of them?
Sure.
True Faith, Blue Monday.
True Faith is their.
Oh, I think I've heard is Blue the, Monday.
Is the, has to be their top banger. You can play that. Oh yeah, yeah. This brings me back to the college bars. Like I'm instantly transported. I might have had a fake ID at some of those bars.
Hey,
I definitely
kinda,
had a fake ID.
Hey, this kind of bops.
You kind of like
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Round and Round is their another big hit by them apparently.
Not as big a hit as Round and Round by Rack. I know that.
Mean, I would have bet my entire 401k. Well, that was going to be your next.
Should follow up with that.
That was going to be Cakes' next sentence.
All right, Cyndi Lauper. You putting her in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Probably a top 10 song in the 80s.
All right, so we're
True
literally
Colors.
We're putting everybody in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of JP. Maybe you have Manya. You ever heard of that?
No, right. No.
Oasis, they have to be
they
in,
gotta
right?
They got to be in, yeah. Jason put them in.
Outkast, they're putting all these other hip-hop acts. You have to put Outkast in. Fish, no.
No, I'm big.
Down
big
on Fish.
Two thumbs down on Fish. No jam band should be allowed in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, by the
that's
way.
That is my
The last
rule.
One is White Stripes. They had a short run, but they're pretty good.
I mean, Seven Nation Army. It gets played everywhere, and Hardest Button to Button is kind of a slept-on tune.
Did you see the
you sleep?
I think I don't know if it was yesterday.
Yeah.
I think it was yesterday. At No OAR and
the Ocean's Calling lineup.
It looks amazing, right?
Oh, 3 days of
it is,
donkey kicking.
It is a crazy good lineup.
I haven't been able to go in years past because my daughter's been playing for Cornell, but that's over, and so I'm 100% going now. I mean, I have to go.
Please, I'm begging you.
But did you go?
No, I want to go, but I need you.
So the first
I need
day,
you for backstage access.
Right. Green Day, Lenny Kravitz, The Black Crows, Nelly, OAR, Cake, Live, The Fray, Spin Doctors. I mean, it's crazy. The second day, Noah Kahan, who I do actually know, Vampire Weekend, Good Charlotte, Modest Mouse, Franz Ferdinand, Cakes.
Is Robert Benjamin booking this?
And then the last day, Fall Out Boy, Weezer, Train, Four Non Blondes, Blind Melon.
I'll
How
be
can you
honest.
Have Blind Melon without the guy?
Well, they must have a new lead singer.
Yeah, they got a new guy, not on heroin.
The second day with Good Charlotte on that bill, I personally do not understand the longevity of both Modest Mouse and Franz Ferdinand. I mean, Franz Ferdinand had Take Me Out and Just Let Me Know if they've had more songs since then. And that was 20 years ago.
Except loyal fans from that era.
That was when we were at HFS.
Yeah. No, this lineup's pretty killer. It's September 26th to the 28th in Ocean City.
I know that Kahan, however you pronounce
Noah
his name.
Kahn.
I know he's wildly popular.
But popular.
He's wildly popular. I understand that.
They just call him Kahn.
No, that's how you say it.
He actually
Noah
went
Kahn.
To the high yeah, school. Yeah. He went to the high school of my son's girlfriend in New Hampshire, like this tiny rinky-dink high school.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. Green Day is headlining Friday, okay? Fall Out Boy and Weezer are co-headlining on Sunday. I'm sorry, Noah Kahn can't...
It's a current.
He can't be the headliner between Green Day and Fall Out Boy and Weezer, in my opinion. That's a step down. That's my only complaint, because the rest of that lineup is ridiculous.
They kind of have Good Charlotte kind of headlining, the way they have them.
I mean, they're third on the bill. They're up with the headliners. I would have it, personally, Good Charlotte, Noah Kahn, Vampire Weekend.
I don't know Vampire
Is this stick
Weekend.
Season?
I don't know much about Vampire Weekend.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, this is silly. It's silly.
This is a great song. As far as I know, this is his only song. But I don't know that much. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Hey,
okay, dude. But maybe they're breaking up like the nostalgia plays.
I mean, they obviously are. They obviously are.
I get
dude, you don't understand. I actually, you know, I used to listen to Four Non Blondes when I would work out. It's embarrassing to admit, but
Four
I did.
Four Non Blondes do What's Going On? Is that them?
Yeah, Linda Perry.
That's silly.
She's an absolute beast.
All right, don't forget, you can call us on an open line Thursday if you want, 800-636-1067. Not a lot of show left, but we'll take some of your calls when we come back. 800-636-1067, that is the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister line. It's an open line Thursday. We've been pretty remiss about taking calls from the listeners. So now this is a perfect time for you to call in because there's not that much show left. show has just kind of flown by.
Yeah, carry the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Right,
let's go to Ron. He says we've been making him mad. I don't know.
We're ricking
why.
Him. We're ricking Ron. Yeah. How so? Pray tell.
Ron, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, boys, love the show.
I'm
just a little Rick today. I don't know why. I was a little behind you guys, but you're talking about the court storming thing, and that really ricks me because nobody belongs on that floor except players, coaches, and refs. It's not your floor.
Are you a former coach or something? Like, what's your deal?
No, I'm a player, though, and I know to respect the floor. You don't even walk across it when you're getting a soda at halftime. You stay off the floor. It's got to be clean and everything. You imagine what these knuckleheads do with their boots and snow boots and everything running across the floor? They don't belong. It's just this entitled generation that thinks, oh, it's my floor. I pay in tuition. You guys even said something like it's a rite of passage.
Kind of. I mean, I don't think it's a big deal if you do it once or twice in your college career.
No. And I'm all for the, you know, lose the game or whatever. At least give the, you know, you got security. Give the players 10 minutes, get off the floor, and then go ahead and trash your own floor. But somebody's going to get hurt. And then for JP to say, oh, it's no different than escalating into somebody coming stabbing somebody. That's got to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. They have security.
I was taking it to the level of if you're going to make this protection for something that never happened, you could take it to the extreme.
I know, but it's going to take some young kid to get his knee tore up because some knucklehead drunk rolls into him.
Do the numbers. How many court stormings there have been? Hundreds and hundreds, and you can't name the player that's gotten his knee torn up.
Yeah, but people get hurt. I mean, it's just a matter.
You sound like a fun guy.
Yeah, you do sound. Hold on, you do sound like you're kind of miserable today, Ron. Why?
I know. Well, you get. And then the other thing, you guys, you wreck all of us. You're the richest guys around, and you can't park your cars in a garage. It's the craziest thing.
Hold on. What are we not doing?
He's upset that we don't park the cars.
We're
in the
not
garage.
The richest guys around.
I park my cars in a garage. What's he talking
about?
He's talking about in our own homes.
Oh, my garage. It's for
too much junk.
No, but now it's for golf.
That's his golf shed.
And then you spend an hour getting. And clean and then complain about it. And JP, it's only going to cost about $250-$300 to get your spring fix on your door.
Okay, I'll get you done.
You should get your garage fixed.
This is not on my priority
list. Go ahead. What else do you hate about?
Yeah, what else are you venting on?
I love you guys. You guys are great. But just,
do you live in Frederick?
No, I'm up in Hagerstown.
That might even be worse.
Whatever happened to our guy, Hagerstown Steve?
I don't know. It's a great question.
He might have died.
I love you guys. It's just that court storm, that gets me.
How old are you, Ron?
I'm 4 years older than you guys. I'm
59, 60?
Alum. I graduated in 88 when he rolled in the residence tower there.
Oh, at Towson? Oh, Tiger Pride, baby. All right. This is my guy.
What do you do for a living, Ron, or what did you do?
I'm in IT.
He's in IT. So you just work from home on your computer all day?
No, I never work from home. I'm always in the...
Good for you.
In the office. I can't do it. Yeah.
Yeah, respect. Respect.
Yeah.
All right.
Old school.
What's the name
old
of that school? Because we played St. Andrews. We played up in Hagerstown. They were in our conference. What's the name of that school? Up there?
How do
you're
we
looking
know?
At private school. He'll know. He'll know. What's the name of that private school there? You don't know?
The Catholic school?
It's not... I may be Catholic. I don't know. It's like a boarding school, actually.
A boarding school?
There's a St. James boarding school.
St. James, that's what it is. St. James. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right, good luck.
He sounded
to you,
pretty happy today.
That hands in the bottom of that.
You guys make my day. Love you guys.
All right, love you too. He just seems so grumpy.
Yes, he's very grumpy.
I'm just trying to get a little feel for him.
He's upset about court storming. He's upset about my garage. He's upset at your garage.
Yeah. He's angry. He's an angry guy.
I don't know.
Probably didn't like it when you piled on Hagerstown either. Off the top rope.
I can't speak to Hagerstown people. I can speak to Frederick people. They're so ugly.
They're ugly?
They're a banged up group of people. I don't know, man.
They just went through the worst.
They need more EBs.
Yeah. Like, are their teeth crooked or
all that?
They got nubs faces.
I mean, what else do you go besides the skin. Dentist in Frederick?
When I go to Frederick, I always go to the grocery store before because I get always buy like a little mouthwash. Because I always want to make sure I'm fresh.
You have some, I can use some.
He's seen the worst of your teeth.
I know.
Some.
I always make sure I'm fresh.
All right.
And then I might go, you know, I'll go to, like, to the Popeyes or something. You know, I get some food.
I got an idea for a bit.
Yeah.
Can we get some people from Laurel, from Frederick, and a bunch of other Nubs places?
Yeah. And you try to ID them?
Yeah, and you can try an ID.
I got it. We go Woodbridge, Laurel,
all the haunts.
Hagerstown.
You ID them.
Frederick.
Yeah.
The problem is that they're probably all very similar.
Yeah.
What you got to do, what you got to do is you got to put somebody from Potomac in the middle.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley,
I'm up for it.
They're coming up next here on The Fan.